Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf. Chulin Kuf Lamed Vav, we're on the top line, Maser. Okay, a quick refresher, we're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Eloi. You see, all agree, even the Chachamim agree, that when there is a partnership with a Goy on these sheep, they are exempt from the mitzvah Reishis Hageiz, which is the mitzvah to provide a portion of that first shearing of wool to the kohen. It's exempt. Shutfus akum is potter. What if it's a shutfus, a partnership with a Jew? According to Chachamim, you're chayiv in Reishis Hageiz. However, Rabbi Loi says, just like a shutfus with a goy exempt, likewise a shutfus with a yid. However, the Gemara comes out that's limited to Reishis Hageiz, but when it comes to Truma, when it comes to all kinds of other mitzvahs, in those cases, even if it's a partnership with another yid, even Rabbi Loi would agree that you're chayiv in those respective obligations. For instance, maaser on the top line. In terms of separating the maaser from the crop, afakav dechsiv, even though the pasuk seems to allude that it has to be completely owned by one person. Maaser deganecha, it's yours. Delach in, only yours. Exclusively yours. Deshutus loy, as opposed to a partnership, I would think, comes the pasuk back and says no. Kosav rachmona masrei seichem. Pasuk comes back and clarifies and confirms, even if it's plural, jointly owned, it's chayiv. No, ela masa degoncha lemayosa. So what's masa degoncha? With that singular connotation, what's that all about? From uteshutus avikachav, to exempt a partnership with a kohen. Next item on the list, matonos. That's the Yisroya, l'choyayim, etc. Once again, avikav the kosav rachmona venos son. Although the pasuk relates the term venosan to giving away these Bikul Meimar, based on that we can suggest a comparison, a comparative matchup to Reishis Hageiz, where it also says Nesina. Bikul Meimar, Yolof Nesina, Nesina Reishis Hageiz, there would be room for a notion to connect Matanis Reishis Hageiz and exempt even a partnership with a yid. Why? Mala halon de shutfus loy, just like by Reishis Hageiz, according to Rabbi Loi, shutfus with a yid is exempt. Afkan here as well by matonis, the shutfus loy is jointly owned, you're potter from matonis. I would think, because rachmona comes to pasuk and clarifies, no, meis zoy vechei azevach, that's plural. Even if it's jointly owned, you're chay. No, ela taima de kas rachmona, meis zoy vechei azevach. So clearly, it's only due to this new pasuk. Halam hachi, but otherwise, if not for this new pasuk, havamina, I would think, leilof Reishis Hageiz. I compare it to Reishis Hageiz and exempt the Jewish partnership. Yeah, that's what I would think. Other rabbi, just the opposite. Neilof mitruma. I can just as well compare matanos to truma by way of this gzeira shava. In both contexts, it says nesina. And just like by truma, we've already established earlier, right, Truma Seichem, that even if it's jointly owned, you're chayiv truma, the same with matanis. Why would I think otherwise? You're right, in a chanami, you're right, there's no room to think that matanis is exempt if it's a partnership. Okay, so then, elam eis zev chayazevach, so what's that pasuk coming for, if it's already obvious that, lomali, oh, look at the Rava, as per Rava, which we learned the other day, to teach us, who is the obligated party? The tabach, the butcher, even though it's not his animal, but since he's tending to it, he has to look after the delivery of the matonis. He has to ensure compliance. Next item on the list is bikurim, right? The first fruits that are brought to Eretz Yisrael, given to the kohen. Even though it says it in a singular fashion, which would imply the dach, only if it's completely owned by you, but the shutah slave is a jointly owned property. There's no chiv of bikurim, I would think. Kas rachmona bikurei kol asher baratzacha. Baratzam, right? Baratzam, it's plural, to include even a partnership. No, ela artzacha lamli. So why artzacha, which denotes singular? Lumut chutz laretz, to exclude any land outside the exclusive land of the Jewish people, meaning only Eretz Yisrael is chayvim bikur. Next item is tzitzis. Even though it says ksuscha, which sounds like it has to be completely owned by one person, the dochin, the shutfis, if it's a partner, loy, kasrachmana al kafe b'gdeim, there is some, which is plural, to cover even a partnership. So why then is ksuscha coming to tell you that it has to be yours? Look at the Rabbi Yehuda. As per Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, Rabbi Yehuda has to be owned as opposed to borrowed, but it could be owned by a joint partnership. Talas shula, if it's a borrowed garment, p'tur minat tzitzis, it's exempt from tzitzis. So minat Torah, it's exempt forever because of kesuscha. Now, midrabanan, it's only exempt for the first 30 days where it's apparent that it's borrowed, but past that point, it gives the impression that it's really yours. So midrabanan, to avoid confusion, you chayiv and tzitzis. But conceptually, tzitzis only applies to something which you own. Kol shleishim yayim, it's pater. Okay. Next item is a ma'ake. A railing around the roof. Avakav the kosra rachmana l'gagecho. Which sounds like it has to be completely owned by one person. Lashon yachid. Didach. If it's yours, completely yours, in, then yes. Obligation, but the shutus life is jointly owned, your pater. I would think so. Kosra rachmana comes to pater and says no. The focus is on eliminating danger. Lest the person will fall off that roof. And that covers all circumstances. Even a shutfas. Ask the Gemara, nu, ela gagach mayasa, so what's gagach coming to exclude? Privately owned as opposed to a public building. Lemutu to exclude batik masiyas, batik medrashas, which are exempt from ma'ake. And you would think, if anything, it's more populated area. If anything, you would have to have more precautions. The Chazanish has an interesting insight on the whole. He explains the whole basis for the Chiyuv Ma'ak. He says, you know, we don't find that the Torah obligates a person to put a ma'ak around his tree when he goes tree climbing, right? Or he goes mountain climbing off the cliff. So why is it that by a house, and specifically a residential dwelling, is where a ma'ak has to be erected? He says, because naturally, Hashem put it within a person to to be aware and to be careful, protect himself from danger. It's just a natural instinct. It's just that in a person's own dwelling, person's own territory, he gets sort of callous, he gets used to, you know, the environment, and he isn't necessarily as cognizant as to the dangers inherent. Yeah, when he's mountain climbing, he knows, he got to be careful, when he's tree climbing. But on his own porch, on his own roof, he's his own personal domain, it's his familiar area. So that's why the Torah says put a railing dafka there, lest a person inadvertently trip off. But if it's a public area, batin nasiyas, which is not a personal dwelling, it's not a place where you actually live and are accustomed to being there, a person tends to be more aware, more cognizant of his surroundings, and avoids danger. Interesting perspective from the Chazon Ish. Okay, so at this point, we have concluded, according to Rabbi Loi, Reishis Hageiz, and only Reishis Hageiz, is exempt when it's a partnership, but other mitzvahs, truma, maser, etc., are chayiv. Omar, baby Rabbi, no, incorrect. Lesnu, lahani klali. I disagree with all these rules, with these formulas, meaning a Jewish partnership, according to Rabbi Loi, is exempt from all these things as well, just like by Reishis Hageiz. Desanya, we have a braisa, behemis ha-shutfan chayivas b'b'chayra. An animal which is jointly owned, it has a firstborn, is considered a kadosh b'chayra. For Rabbi Loi, paitra, he exempts it. My taima, why? For Rabbi Loi, why dechsib b'kar chavetzencha? Completely owned by one person, as opposed to a partnership. V'chsib b'kar chavetzencha. What about that plural pasuk, which we had yesterday? To kul Yisrael. Any animal which is owned by a single person throughout the nation, that's the plural, throughout the nation, but it has to be singularly owned by the same person, as opposed to a partnership. Amar Chinin Masura, furthermore, lesson on Yikla, I also disagree with this whole approach. No, Kodja Biloi, partnership is exempt in the other things as well, the Sani, Behemis HaShutin, Chayus Matanois. Raisa says, a jointly owned animals, Chayve Matanois, Rabbi Loi, guess what? Paiter, he exempts. My time, why? Yalef Nesira Nesirim Rishagez. In fact, he does connect Matanis Rishagez and Malahalom, just like Bedi Gez, the Shutva Slay partnership is exempt, even a Jewish partnership. Avkan, the Shutva Slay, likewise by Matanis, it's exempt if it's owned by two Yidden. And that also proves another point, that a Shutva Yisrael exempts you from Truma too. Because V'Yisak Adaitak with Truma Machai, because if you would obligate Truma on a partnership crop, so when it comes to Matanis, you're exempting because you're connected to Geis, Reisa Geis. Well, connected to Truma, where it's Chayiv by a partnership. Nailuf Nesina, Nesina to Truma. You can connect Nesina by the Matanis, Nesina to Truma, just like over there, you're Chayiv over here too. What does that tell us? Elosh Ma'amino, but Truma Namai Poiter, apparently he exempts by Truma as well. So that confirms that according to Reloy, you're exempt if it's a partnership between two Yidden, whether it's Truma or Sageis, Matanis. End of story. Okay, so at this point we know Shutus with a Goy exempts, but Shutus with a Yid, by Risa Ges for sure, Beloy exempts, by other mitzvahs, there's a machlekes. Now, according to yesterday's Gemara, at least according to one approach, the basis for Beloy's exemption by a partnership with a Yid, by Risa Ges, is because we have the two parts of that pasuk, right, which begins with Reishas de Goncha, the truma of the crop, and then it says Reishas Geis Soincha, the portion of the shearings. We connect the two, just like by truma, there's an exemption when there is a partnership with a goy. Likewise, by the Reishas Geis, if there's a partnership with a goy, you're exempt. So according to that approach, Reishas Geis is connected to truma to exempt a shutus with a goy, and then comes the question: if you're connecting the two, connect it all the way. We should take all the elements found by truma and apply it to Reishas Geis. And there goes the whole list. E ma truma v'aretz in b'chutz l'arzlay. If so, just like by truma, which is only limited to Yisrael exempt by chutz l'aretz, at matanis, perhaps matanis as well. Reishas Geis, right? Be'aretz in, it should be limited to Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz l'aretz lo, not outside. Om Rabbi Yisrael ben Arvel, you're right. Right on target, in, correct. V'atani, in fact, we have a b'raisa. The kondra b'loi, Omer, the matanois, the Reishas Geis, is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Einoi, g'nelo be'aretz. V'chein hoya, Rabbi Loi Aimer, Reishas Hageiz, Einoi Gal Baretz. So clearly, the Reishas Hageiz is limited to Israel. Yeah? Interesting. Our Gersh is Matanois, but from Rashi it sounds like the Gersh is Reishas Hageiz. In any case, your question is right on. Yeah? Reishas Geis is only an Eretz Yisrael. My time to Reloy, why? I'm a Rava. Because of this connection. Yolof Nesina Nesina Metruma. We could connect it either in the Pasuk itself or because of the Gzera Shava, right? Ma Truma Baratin B'chutz La'aretz Lo. Just like by Truma, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. Afres Hageis Baratin B'chutz La'aretz Lo. Amli Abai. Here comes a long list of additional comparisons between Truma and Reishas Geis. Amli Abai. If you're equating Geis to Truma, you ma Truma Teveles, Reishas Geis Teveles. Perhaps the Tevel concept that applies by Truma should apply here as well, which means that prior to separating the Truma, the entire crop is forbidden. It's Tevel. Do we say the same by Reishas Geis before you separate the coins portion of shearings? The whole thing is Asher? Amrali says no. This is different. Amakro, the Pasuk says. It begins by saying Reishas de Goncha, the beginnings of truma of the crop, right? And then it says Reishas Geis Soincha. Kura just says Vegeis Soincha. In the beginning, Vereish, the actual word is telling you, look, its status only gets activated We only reckon with it once he separates the portion to the kohen. While still mixed in, there's no iser in partaking from the rest. Give him the first of your shearings. We only reckon with it once it's been separated. Prior to separation, it doesn't make the whole thing usher. You just have to make sure that ultimately you give him a piece. Next question. Compare gaze to truma in the following manner as well. Ima truma chayav maleh misav chaymish. By truma, a person eats it. When he's unauthorized to do so, he gets misa b'dei shemayim. If it was done b'mezid or b'chaymish, or if it was done inadvertently, at the extra fifth as he pays back. So after he said gaze, same thing he said gaze. If a person inadvertently took the kohen's part, chayav maleh misav chaymish. If he took it purposely, he should get misa. If it was done by mistake, he should add a chaymish. Is that true? Amakro, no. Umei subay. V'yasev alav. Only by truma do these things apply. Allah v'le'rish sagiz. The added fifth only applies to the truma, not gaze. And the misa is only by truma v'loi as opposed to rish sagiz. Next equation. Ima truma rishin v'shein echareh. Perhaps just like by truma, it's only the first of the three separations. First comes truma gedoyla, then maaser rishin, maaser sheni. Ima truma rishin v'shein echareh. It's followed by the first and the second maaseris. Af rish sagiz. Perhaps rish sagiz is only the first of three portions given to the kohen, rishon v'shein echareh, meant to be one of three steps. Amakro reishis, only the first shearings. Eino chabayel reishis b'vad, he's only entitled to the first portion, and that's it. Next equation. Ima truma mechadish al yoshan loy, perhaps just like my truma, you can only take truma from this year's crop. On this year's crop, you can't mix them up. Ah, reish sagiz, perhaps reish sagiz as well. Mechadish al yoshan loy. You can't give the coin from this year's shearings to example yet last year's shearings. Says the Gemara, yeah, you're right, actually. The coin to below you, just like by Truma, it's year per year, the same thing with Sagiz. And, yep. Says the Gemara about Tanya. In fact, we have a Braisa. The coin to below you, you can't mix up the years, you can't mix up the seasons. Atanya, we have a brisa. We're working with the concept of five, right? The Mishnah says you have to have at least five shearings, five, you know, sheep, to trigger the chiv reish sagiz. That's called tsoincha, you know, a grouping of sheep. Atanya, we have a brisa. Suppose he falls short. Ha'ilo shtei rechelis. He only had two sheep. Gazas, he sheared them. V'niach, and set aside the wool. Gazas v'niach. Next year he did the same thing. Sheared the same two sheep, put aside the wool. We did it 2-3 years in a row until he accumulated a batch of five shearings at least. You can't combine them. Even though in sum total you have 5-6 shearings, because ultimately it came from only two sheep, which don't trigger, it's not a grouping of sheep. Let's make a diuk. Let's infer. Suppose ultimately you have 5 sheep who he sheared. Suppose 2 different years, 2 in this year and 3 the next year. Mitzdarvus, you can combine them. Vatani and Mitzdarvus. We have another price that you can't combine 2 seasons. Oh, depends who's talking. Elashmamino, that confirms our theory. Had Rabbi Loi, who says that we compare race against the Truma, year per year, we can't mix the seasons. Or Rabbanu don't make that comparison, therefore you can mix the seasons and accumulate the proper amount of shearings. Next question. Ima Truma Godel Bechiv Chayev. Let's compare gaze to truma. Just like by truma, the portion of the grain that grew under the hands of a yid, while owned by a Jew, is chayiv. Godol p'tur potter, the pot that grew under the hands of a guy is potter. After is a gaze, nami. Likewise, by is a gaze. Godol b'chiv chayiv, the pot that grew in possession of a yid is chayiv, and b'tur, the pot that grew under the possession of a guy, it should be potter. Is that true? B'gav truma menolam. How do we know this is true by truma? The sanya by b'brayis yisrael shalokach soda b'suria. A yid purchased a farm in Syria where a goy-owned farm is exempt from truma and maaser. He bought it from a goy mid-season. Actually, so if it's prior to having arrived at a third of its growth, so the grain hasn't yet developed, and now the Yisrael took over, it's chayv and truma and maaser, but considered to have grown in his possession. Once he walks in there, after it arrived at a third of its growth, what happens now? So it got to that development stage under the hands of a guy. And now the Yisrael took it over and it grew further. Rebbe Kiva Machayv Tesefis. According to Rebbe Kiva, you have to address the Torah Master obligations on the added portion, the part that grew under the hands of the Yid. They say, no, you're exempt because it was already at a substantial state, already arrived at a third of its growth, which is considered grain, and once that happens, it's over. But clearly all agree that the part that grew under the hands of the guy is potter. Would the same apply to wool? Perhaps that's true, yeah. But now we have a Mishnah, which indicates otherwise. A person purchases just the shearings on the guy's animal. He's exempt from Isagez because it's not Tzayin Chav, belongs to a guy, the actual animal. Let's make an inference. Suppose he approaches the guy, he buys up the whole sheep for the shearing, so he buys the sheep, now belongs to a Yid, he's chayv to give the Isagez, despite the fact that the shearings, the actual wool, grew when? While still owned by a guy. That's unlike Truma. Where are we exempted? When it grew under the hands of the guy. Says the Gemara, you're right. Once again, Masnis and Deloy, we turn to Amid Beis, Deloy, Rabbi Loy, unlike Rabbi Loy, because according to him, we do connect the two halachas. Now, whatever happens by Truma applies to get erased against. Next question. Ima Truma mina she'ini mina loy. According to Rabbi Loy, that we compare gaze to Truma, just like by Truma. You can't mix up species and types and varieties of products. Each product gets its own Truma. Av Reishis Hagez, perhaps Reishis Hagez as well. Different variations of sheep, different color. Mimina She'enim, like perhaps you can mix up the different varieties. How do we know this is true by Truma? Tassani, we have a Braisa. You can have different types of figs. They're all figs, but they're slightly different varieties. You can't mix them up regarding Truma. Hayushne Mina Te'enim. And two types of figs, different colors, shchoyos levanos, dark ones and light ones. V'chein shnei minechitim, two types of wheat, reddish, white. Ein toyamim u'ma'asrim mizel. You can't do truma and ma'asrim one on the other. Rebbe Zogem Mishon Reloi, he says like this, v'shami oimrim ein toyamim, according to v'shami you can't. V'sil oimrim toyamim, according to v'sil you could. In this case, where they're so close, it's just a matter of color, it's not really considered a different min. But in concept, if it's really a different variety, you can't mix them up. Would the same apply to Reishis Hagez? Af Reishis Hagez. Mina she'ini mina loy. So perhaps the same would apply to Reishis Hagez. That each type, each variety, each min, requires its own Reishis Hagez, right? Certainly, according to the right. So, focusing on the Tanakam of this Braisa, that all agree: different colors, different types of figs are treated like separate species. The same would happen to different colored sheep. So, Zigma, once again, you're right. In you got it. But now, in fact, we have a Mishnah which supports this point. And according to Rabbi, you can't mix up the different types of sheep. Each one gets its own personal Reishis Hagez. But tonight we have a mission. With the fellow who purchased, right? Hoyloi Beis Minim. So the seller had two types. For instance, Shchufais, reddish sheep, Lovanis, and the lighter colored one, the white ones. Machal Shchufais, Avalei Lovanis. Reuven sold Shimon the red ones and not the white ones. Who is obligated in Reishis Hagez? Each fellow looks after his own batch. Zenoisin la'atzmoy, because each one had a different type. So I got to give from the red ones, you got to give from the white ones. And what's this halacha based on? It's based on the notion that these are two different types. Because otherwise, if they're all one and the same, meaning that there's no halacha that you have to give a separate gaze from each type. So why does the customer have to give at all? The Mishnah clearly says that if the meicher, the seller, leaves over, holds back some sheep, he has to look after the entire race, I guess, for the entire crop, even the part that he sold. The reason why it's not so in this case is because he sold a different type. He kept one type, he sold a different type. So each fellow has to look after his own. Because clearly you can't mix them up. Elimata say for the Ketanya. According to your understanding of the Mishnah, that it's based on the variation of types. What about the next part of the same Mishnah? Male and female sheep. It says, Zohar Mavlina Kavis. He sold a male, he kept a female. Once again, Reuven has to look after his batch, the Nekevois, and Shimon has to look after the Zecharim. Zenoisen Leatzmoy. And here, you can't say it's two different variations. Male and female are the same type, or the same men. So why does the buyer have to give separately from the seller? Let it all be on the seller's head, who held back some of the sheep of the same type. It's all the same type. Here too, is it because it's two different types? Of course not. Hello, says the more you write. The halacha of the Mishnah is not based on this fact that it's two different varieties, two different types. That's not the issue here. Certainly, the seller is fully responsible. Whether it's in the first case where you sold the red and kept the white, it's all one big mix, it doesn't matter. You can take Reish HaGeis from one type on the other. And certainly when it's male and female, it's really the same type. So the seller is fully obligated. When the Mishnah says, take from the Zecharim and take from the Kevah, it just means to impart some good advice, some good financial advice to the seller. Look, don't lose out. Rashi brings that the lighter sheep are more valuable, their wool is more valuable, the female sheep are more looked after and more dainty, the wool is of higher quality. So you don't have to give away the whole race of gaze from the white. You don't have to give it all away from the female. Ela etz hevi kamashmal. The Mishnah is giving him some advice. The lace of le mihai derach mihai derash. Even though you sold all the females, you sold all the males and you kept the females. You don't have to give the entire race of gaze to the coin from the female. Buy back. Go to the buyer and say, sell me back some of the rougher male wool. And combine it with some of your female. Won't give it to the kohen. Give him a mix. The lace that you give to the kohen, mahayda rachach, some of the softer ones, female ones that you still have, mahayda ashon, the tougher ones, the one that you sold, buy it back and give that to the kohen. Chinami, same thing with the first case of the mission, the red and the white. It's not because he sold one type and he kept the other types. Each one has a separate obligation. No, we mix it all up together. Different variations are unrelated. That doesn't affect the... it's all one big club. And you can do from one on the other. It's not like Truma where you have to give from each specific variation. Set. Here you can mix them. But he sold all the white ones and he kept the red ones. So Chanami Tzitevi Kamashma, the Mishnah is telling you an Eitzah to the seller. Look, you're obligated. But you don't have to give away the best. The Leislam Tarvayu. Buy back some of the reddish wool from the buyer and then give the kohen a mix of some red and some white. So according to this understanding of the Mishnah, you clearly could mix up the variations. We don't compare it to Truma. That's going to be a kasha, because Rabbi Loi does connect Reishis HaGeis and applies the same rules of Truma to Reishis HaGeis. Says the Gemara, you're right, we already said. So we already confirmed earlier that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Loi. Hokim, the Lamas Nisim, the Rabbi Loi already confirmed it's not going like Rabbi Loi. So what's the kash? One more point, says the Gemara, back to Rabbi Loi, who compares gaze to Truma. Ima Truma being racious. If so, just like by Truma, Truma has to be the racious, the first. First means there's a last, there's a Shirayim, there's leftovers. You can't give the entire crop away as Truma. Shishirani Karn, the leftovers are visible. Just like Truma has that rule, perhaps the same by Reish HaGeis. You can't just give away the entire crop to the kohen. Reish HaGeis, Shashirah, the Shirayim, the leftover, the remnants, have to be in the kohen, have to be visible. And yes, right on. Vatna, we have a Mishnah, in fact. Ha'imer kol garni truma, a person donates its entire granary, deems it truma, it doesn't work. V'chol yisasi chala, or his entire dough, turning it into chala, it doesn't work. We can imply from here that it does work by Reish HaGeis. There's no such requirement. But kol gazei reishis, I want to give away the entire shearings. Yeah, it's very common, it works. Tani Dech, we have another brine, so it doesn't work. It must be linked to the Mechlegis, Rabban and Rambalai, whether we compare it against the Truma. Tani Dech, Lemaklum, Elo, Lav Shmamino, that confirms our theory. Ha, Rabbi Yoy, Rabbanon, Shmamino, that in fact, according to Rabbanon, you're free to give it away. Kohen below, you're not, because it's compared to Truma, which has that limitation. So bottom line, Kohen below, we compare all these, we compare Reish Sages to Truma and all these halachas. Whereas Kohen Rabbanon, Reish Sages is a standalone, independent halacha unrelated to Truma. Okay, what's the bottom line? What do we do nowadays? Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, Ha'idna nowadays, Noig Alma. The common practice is Kehanit Las Savi, aligned with the following three elders who ruled regarding three different halachas, unrelated actually. One of them is our topic, Rabbi Loi Ber Sagez. Regarding Ber Sagez, we follow Rabbi Loi, that it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, just like Truma is. The Sanya Rabbi Loi, Aymer Ber Sagez, and Noig only applies where? Be'ela Ber Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. And, Rashi says, oh, Rashi says, Vodin Lamatonis. The same with Matonis, meaning the Zroy Lachayim Bekeva. And the Parshim explained, because both are compared to Truma, Nasina and Nasina. Interesting. Always remember when I was in Camp Aguda in the mountains, in the Catskills, where Yisrael Belsky got Sal. Did his very popular demonstration, school demonstration on a young, I think it was a sheep. He dissected it, demonstrated all the different limbs and the halachas of tarfa. It was fascinating. And at a certain point in the show, there was a fellow from the back who called out, Rabbi, what happens to this royal chayim v'keva? You can give it to a kayin? Rabelski responds, with Lashna Gemara, verbatim, he says, Idna, Nog Alma, Kotla Sabi, Karbeloi, Versageis, meaning that Versageis and also the Matanais, we don't do it nowadays in Chutz Laretz. That was the end of that. Okay, so that's halacha number one. Number two, Karbidurum Serbidivita, regarding a Balkari, a person who's tummy, through Keri, is he allowed to learn prior to immersion? Go to Rabbi Yudim Seir, you could. The Sani Rabbi Yudim Seir, Aymer. And the return become on Tumah. The return are not susceptible to Tumah. A person, even if he's in an impure state, he can learn Torah. Uka Rabbi Yashu B'Kalayim, regarding what defines Kalayim, Kalaya Kerem, we follow Rabbi Yashu's approach. That's a very intricate process. Otherwise, it doesn't qualify as Kalayim the Sanya. Rabbi Yashu Aymer, Lo'ilim and Chayiv, he's only Chayiv liable for Kalaya Kerem, Achi Yizra Chito So'ira V'Charza, unless he mixes a wheat kernel, barley kernel, and a grape seed. Matilis Yadam 1, sort of a hand plant, right? Meaning one plant in one spot, all three together, that's considered Kilei HaKerem, otherwise he's not liable. Okay, Chaim Bezraya. The Mishnah embarks on a comparative presentation. Let's match up Reish Sages, our parak, to the previous parak of Zroya, L'Chayim V'Keva. There's a stringency in Zroya, v'chul. Ask the Gemara, listen, why doesn't the Mishnah also cite a stringency, a Chomer, Bersages, over Matonis, which is Shenoig B'Treifes, Mashiach Matonis. Matonis don't apply to a treif animal. Pasuk says, give it to the Kayin, Titain, that he should enjoy it, not for his dog. So an animal which is a treif, has an eternal wound, which is forbidden for consumption, is exempt from Matonis, but Bersages applies even to that type of animal, so you have an advantage. Om Rabino, it does not. Hamani Rab Shimini, we're going to Rab Shimon, the Sani Rab Shimon Poiter. As a treifus, Reisagiz, he says, Reisagiz doesn't apply to a treifus. Why? My time to Rab Shimon, what's he based on? Yolof Nesinus in Matonis. It says, Nasan Badia. Reisagiz, same thing Badi Matonis, we compare the two. Ma Matonis, treifus, just like a treifus is exempt from Matonis, from the Israel, etc. Av Reisagiz, Nami, treifus, likewise, a treifus is exempt from Reisagiz. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so once we're comparing, the all of Nesina and Nesina Matanais, if we're comparing gaze to Matanais, Leila, Nesina and Nesina Matruma. Why don't we compare Reisha gaze to Truma through the Xerishav of Nesina and Nesina and say, like Rabbi Loi a minute ago, Ma Truma Ba'aretz in Mechus La'aretz, just like Truma is limited to Eretz Yisrael to. It's a straw grown crop. Av Reish Sages, Nam, like Reish Sages is only Baratin, applies there, it's a straw, but not Bechus Laretz Loi. Alamatanan. So why does our Mishnah clearly state otherwise? That the consensus opinion is Reishis Hageis, Noig Boretz, and Uchus Laretz. Although you're right, Shimon is not based on Asin and Asina. So why does he exempt a Treifa from Geis? Hainu Time of the Rabbi Shimon. Here's Rabbi Shimon's reason. The Olav Tzoyin Tzoyin, a different type of Xer Shavi, connects Tzoyin Tzoyin. It says Tzoyin here, it says Tzoyin by Maser Behema, where you give the tenth animal, right? Maser. Ma, Maser, Treifaloi, just like Treif is exempt from Maser Behema, obligations, Aver Zageiz, Treifaloi. Same thing with Rezageiz. V'osam and all, how do we know Treif is exempt from Maser Behema? Tachsib, the Pasuk says. The animal that can walk under that stick. Tachsib, kol asher yaver tachas hashavet. As opposed to a treifa, which at times can't even walk, it's missing a hind leg. Probably treifa shenei bera. So we compare all treifas to this type of treifa, which is exempt from maser mehem. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so you have reish hageiz in the middle of the equation. On the one side you have maser mehem, tzoyin tzoyin, to exempt. You know what? We can say tzoyin tzoyin in a different direction. Connect reish hageiz to bechor, where even a treifa is chayev. A firstborn happens to be a treifa, it's a kadosh. V'lei lev tzoyin tzoyin lebechor. And say, Ma Bachar, just like with Bachar, it covers even a treifa, a treifa. Ah, Reish Hageiz, Afilu treifa. Treifa also has Reish Hageiz. Why do you prefer connecting it to Maser Behema over Bachar? Says the Gemara, it makes more sense to compare Reish Hageiz to Maser Behema. Why? Mistab makes more sense. There are seven comparative elements between the two. The Maser and the Lemel to learn from Maser over Bachar. Number one, Shkein Schar. Both are not limited to the male variety, as opposed to Bechor, which is limited to a male. Tameim, both, meaning Reish Hageiz and Maser Behema, don't apply to unkosher animals. Bechor does, right? Firstborn donkey. Number three, Bimerubin. Both only apply to a grouping of animals, as opposed to Bechor, which is even single, right? One animal born. Meirachem, they're both not designated from birth. Maser Behema has to be done later. Reish Hageiz, upon shearing, as opposed to Bechor, which is from birth, from the womb. Number five, Adam. Both don't apply to people, as opposed to Bechor, which has a human element to it also, a firstborn person. Pashrut, they're both plain, as opposed to firstborns. Fnei Adibur, both didn't apply before Torah was given, as opposed to Bechor, where there was Kedusha even before Matan Torah. So because of these seven comparisons, we compare Reish Hageiz to Maser Behema as opposed to Bechor. Adarabba, it's the opposite. There are more comparative elements between us and Bechor. Bechor have a little male. We should learn from Bechor. Shekein, number one, Yosim. Geiz and Bechor apply even by Yosim, animals mother died upon birth, as opposed to Maser Behema, which it's exempt. In that case, Shelokhoi, both apply by purchased animals, as opposed to Maser Behema, which is exempt by a purchased animal. Bishotfis, both apply to a partnership, jointly owned animals, as opposed to Maser Behema, which doesn't. Nesanai, they both apply to animals that were gifted to you, as opposed to Maser Behema, where it doesn't. Bifnei, they both apply whether there is or isn't a Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Maser, which is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Kayain, Reish Hageiz and Bechor given to a Kayain, as opposed to Maser Behema, which is the owners. Bikdusha, next page. Bechor need not be sanctified, it's naturally sanctified, and Reish Hageiz has no Kedusha at all, as opposed to Maser Behema, which has to be sanctified, it's a different process. Umechira, finally we have Mechira, which is the Isser to sell. Maser Behema cannot be sold, Bechor, the Kohen can sell, Reish Hageiz can sell, Vanach Nefishon, and these eight comparative elements are more numerous than the seven previous ones. So why don't we compare Reish Hageiz to Bechor and obligate a Treifa animal as well? Answer is Pashat Mi Pashat Adifle. The fact is, Reish Hageiz is more similar to Maser Behema. They're both plain. They're not firstborns. As opposed to Bechor, which is the firstborn, a totally different entity. And therefore, we prefer this direction over that. And just like by Maser Behema, Treifa is exempt. The same with Reish Hageiz. Okay, all the best to you, and much Hatzlacha.